This lecture, we're just going to say we're not going to worry about all these ideas and concepts about what goes on inside the eye house, reflecting light through all these rods and cones and distilling the color and giving all the variances and the frequencies and the vibrations. We're not going to get onto that. We're just going to look at it basically. We're going to say this represents the eye, the convex lens, right? We're not going to worry about the concave side or any of that right now. So that being the case, let's look at this if this was the eye. So what is your eye doing in this idea and this concept? Well, if this were just the whole principle of your eye, again, it is not. But for this principle, it is. So let's say that's the outside of your eye looking that way, right? When light's hitting it, it's spreading out. And just go ahead and add into this. You know, if you take this guy and you take this guy, and you start reflecting images together across these, and you put these multiples in a row, meaning one concave, one convex, one concave, one convex. So the concave is feeding the convex, that now this convex is feeding the next concave, and you're doing it. Do you realize you make a waveform? Think about it. You're spreading and condensing the light, spreading and condensing the light. That's why the Egyptians were so caught up with these guys. If you look in a lot of their ancient texts and stuff, they were huge on these kinds of lenses. Why? I tell you to go study it and see. Go check it out. Go experiment with it and tell me what kinds of reactions you get, because it can be very interesting. But let's not get off track, because everybody knows I surely will. So back to the idea. Let's just use this as a basic principle. So light's coming off and refracting off your eye and actually spreading apart. So out here, you're looking within light quite literally. When the light's coming in to hit you, you are spreading it out as you're focalizing and looking out here and perceiving as this idea in context, right? Okay, so if that's the idea, what are these mind-altering substances doing to us? In the ideas, I think it was about last year, maybe before that, these people that did a particular substance, starts with a D. I'm not going to finish it because I've learned that you can't say certain things on here. They don't tell you that, but yeah, make videos and see what happens. So that certain substance that starts with D and ends with T, right? Three letters. That substance, they say, takes you to completely different places inside of yourself or outside this world reality dimension. Nonetheless, you completely let go of perceiving this reality altogether, seeing, tasting, smelling, feeling, any of it. That's the depth that it can go. Now, I've heard in many stories that it's variations between, I guess, how much people do and how resistive they are to it and their tolerance and all this stuff. I'm sure there's all kind of variances to go in there. But just for this basic concept, we heard stories about them people partaking into that particular substance, getting themselves to a particular mind-altering state, not to the exact state to where they're not perceiving reality, but right there, like riding the edge of that razor. One wrong move and they would fall out of reality, right? So that close to the idea, and they're observing these laser beams. Now, they said these laser beams, they seen numbers, they seen letters, they seen these symbols, all kinds of things in these laser beams as they were observing it, as they were partaking in this particular substance that alters your mind. What is it doing? Well, it's changing the chemical substance in your body. It's changing up the hormones. It's changing up the different chemicals, how everything's reacting with each other. Or could we do simpler? Could we make a simple concept with it, just like we did about the eye? Could we say that what it's actually doing is taking this, again, this idea is your eye. We're just using the reflective principle. So meaning the light reflecting off here that you're perceiving without here is spreading out, right? So if that's the case, I think it flips it. It flips your perception. So let's say your eye right here is pointed outward. You're facing that way. Your eye turns in. And depending on the level and like we went through earlier saying, depending on their tolerance and the how much and all this, depends on what focalization you turned in. So there's a percentage of how and what amount of some particular mind-altering substance that you take depends on how much it focals inside of you. How much are you perceiving inside? Now, the inside going in there, it's going to seem like you're perceiving outside. It's going to seem like you're leaving this dimension, this reality, this time and space. But in fact, you've taken your perception of this time and space, your projection of it, and flipped it. You see what I'm saying? But here's the idea. Why are they still seeing these codes and stuff? That's what we're really looking at right now. Well, think about it. If a laser beam is a compressed, fine-tuned, condensed laser beam of light, a beam of light that's been compressed and condensed down into a single point, And we're observing it with this kind of guy right here. Well, this kind of guy spreads the light out. So if it were a single focalized condensed beam coming in, this is going to spread that beam out. So don't you think we would start to see what would maybe lie inside of that beam? Now, whether it's truly symbols and numbers and letters and codes, people, is all up to you to decide. We're not here to define whether the stories are true, whether that's what we're seeing on this video, the videos that you just saw before this. But the idea I wanted to show with them lenses, putting them convex lenses in particular's array and basically reflecting that light and refracting off of it, off these different lenses and each other, because now it's starting to penetrate itself into different points. It started to make where it unfolded this light. Again, it was taking that single-pointed condensed point of laser beam, and it was spreading it out every time it reflected off one single convex lens. So this one is already spreading the light out. By the time it gets to this one reflecting from that one, it's spreading it out even more, and now even more and even more. So if you get them set up in the right array, you can completely pull and basically expand a fine-tuned condensed laser beam completely back into just a basic radiant light, is what we're saying. But in the process of that, as you've seen in the pictures, it started to make what looked like walls and substrates and ideas and densities, corporealization as a perceptional or an observable stance. And I thought that was very interesting. But when I started to zoom in to this, because I just had a wild idea to try it today, people. I didn't realize this is what was going to come from it, right? As I zoomed in to the pictures of the beams themselves, I started to notice what seemingly looked like numbers, letters, symbols, codes. And I said, well, that's curious. Why is it that we're observing that now that we're expanding the laser beam out? And then I started to realize and remember all them stories I had heard on Reddit and all around the world when everybody started talking about that particular substance and people were observing laser beams and seeing this coding and letters and numbers inside of there. I remembered that because I had seen a couple of videos about it and thought it was curious. I was like, well, that's curious, but you know, we all see what we want to relevate. We see what we want to see. So it's no surprise to me that people can take this particular substance and start seeing, you know, different variations of subjective reality. Aren't we already doing that between the idea of being happy, mad, sad, and glad? Isn't that different partitions, personalities of you, different personifications? So when you're happy, you see, think, feel, experience, and perceive and witness out here all things to relevate with happiness, even other happy people, happy stories, happy ideas, concepts, feelings, thoughts. But when you're mad, you have the mad case going on. So now you see everything in that mad way. Don't you think that everything is slightly tiny different? The couch may feel different. The room may feel different. Your home may feel different. Why? Because it's completely different dimensionalities of perceptions. So don't we think that that might roll in to this idea too? That since we're spreading that beam apart, what we're doing is unlocking the dimensionalities within light itself, but it takes the idea of making a waveform with it, meaning that that light was already condensed. Now we're expanding it and expressing it. We've just made a waveform. See? Now, I'm not sure whether this has to be replicated multiple times over to truly get the expression that I'm trying to look for and see if there. We're going to try it and see. But I just wanted to share this video because I thought it threw up a very curious factor. You know, many say that, again, that we're taking the light into our eye and it's bouncing around in there. Something else I want to say. Have you noticed also how your right and left side, one is straight and one is circled, right? One is more curved. Right here. Your feminine side, your curved side, is actually a more coned shape. And the idea of your masculine side would be like the actual corner of a cube. If you took the corner off a cube and made it a triangle like that, that's what it would look like. So that represents the straight and the curved portions of reality. Something else too, if you take a mirror or some kind of reflective surface, just a basic 180 degree piece, if you want to define it that way, and you just make it into a curve, a 180 degree curve, it'll actually twist the light that's coming out. And if the light is focal and coming in this way, it'll always project it right there every single time. And it spreads it out and makes it look like a diamond, kind of like that right there, which some people would call light coding. I thought that was a curious factor. Because I'm like, wait a minute, I'm adding all this together. I'm overlaying this with the stories and relevances of them people that gave the stories and the ideas and concepts that I was relevating when I discovered this. And I thought it was very curious. So it's just some things to think about, people.